Mental health crisis intervention, the importance of professional guidance. For individuals experiencing mental health challenges, the importance of professional guidance cannot be overstated. It's like having a trusted friend, someone who understands the difficulties and offers the right support. In this journey towards healing, professionals trained in mental health crisis intervention provide the compassionate understanding and expert knowledge needed to navigate the storm. Their guidance becomes a lifeline, helping transform people's lives towards recovery and well-being. Mental health crisis definition. A mental health crisis is a profound and distressing period which negatively impacts a person's emotional well-being. It can be triggered by sudden life changes and complex situations and is followed by severe behavioral distress, affecting mental health. In the face of such challenges, usual coping methods often aren't effective, and attempts at finding new solutions prove to become difficult, causing intense anxiety and a sense of hopelessness. People might resort to harmful coping mechanisms like substance abuse or self-harm, worsening their well-being. As the crisis worsens, it can lead to panic attacks, overwhelming anxiety, or even losing touch with reality, a state known as psychosis. In these cases, crisis therapy steps in swiftly, aiming to help individuals navigate these storms and prevent further crises. The goal is to provide support immediately after the crisis strikes, guiding individuals to overcome the turmoil, reduce reliance on harmful coping methods, and prevent a further decline in mental health. This form of therapy is a short-term, intensive intervention involving mental health professionals, crisis intervention teams, and sometimes even family members, working closely to offer the necessary support and guidance. In primary care, professionals are familiar with crisis management, extending their urgent mental health support to people experiencing severe mental health challenges. Situations that may lead to a crisis. There is a wide range of situations that can seriously affect mental health, and there are many factors contributing to mental health conditions, such as major depressive disorder, high-functioning borderline personality disorder, and anxiety disorders. The following situations can lead to a mental health crisis. Childhood trauma, abuse or neglect, social withdrawal, severe and long-term stress, drug and alcohol abuse, discrimination and stigmatization, bereavement, domestic violence. A long-term physical health condition worsening mental state. What is included in a mental health crisis intervention? In a mental health crisis intervention, the main goal is to provide immediate support and assistance to individuals experiencing severe emotional distress or instability. The process typically involves six crucial steps focusing on empathetic communication and understanding. First and foremost, the intervention begins with a thorough assessment of the situation. Mental health professionals, often working alongside law enforcement or emergency responders, evaluate the person's emotional state, potential risks, and immediate needs. This assessment helps them gain a comprehensive understanding of the crisis at hand. Once the situation is assessed, the next step involves ensuring the person's safety. This could mean removing harmful objects from their vicinity or relocating them to a safer environment. The professionals then establish a connection and rapport with the individual, showing genuine concern and empathy. Active listening is vital during this phase, allowing people to express their feelings and thoughts without judgment. Through compassionate communication, mental health professionals help individuals explore their emotions, enabling them to better cope with the crisis. In the third step of the intervention process, the crisis worker demonstrates acceptance and genuine care for the individual by providing support, such as emotional, instrumental, and informational support. By providing emotional support, the crisis team conveys empathy, trust, and care through supportive statements. Instrumental support involves practical services like shelter and food, addressing basic needs. Informational support is where the crisis team offers guidance and suggestions, providing valuable information. This could include teaching healthy coping mechanisms or reassuring the individual. Exploring alternatives, as the fourth step, is all about finding humanized solutions by supporting the individual experiencing crises to explore the options. The health professionals go through an assessment to understand the abilities and challenges of the individual to have a clear image of the needed assistance. The fifth step is to develop a plan where the individual and the support worker work together by creating concrete steps. Detailed and concise, the treatment plan will help the individual to achieve greater independence and regain their life purpose. And the last, sixth step is obtaining commitment. This could range from verbalizing the plan to formalizing it in a written document signed by both sides. The crisis worker must confirm the person's understanding and confidence in executing the plan. Additionally, the crisis worker establishes a follow-up plan, fostering accountability, ensuring the person's well-being, and making necessary referrals for further care. The critical role of professional guidance. In moments of crisis, the role of professional guidance is crucial. When someone is going through a difficult time, feeling overwhelmed, or facing severe self-harm, crisis intervention services step in. These services, often provided by dedicated mental health nurses, support workers, and crisis resolution teams, ensure the individual's safety and well-being in their own home environment. The expertise of these professionals goes beyond mere support. They bring understanding, compassion, and practical solutions. Trained experts in crisis intervention services make an extraordinary difference by offering urgent care and person-centered support. Their expert knowledge gained through attending training and practical experience equips them to assess situations quickly and accurately. These professionals possess a unique ability to connect with individuals personally, fostering trust and understanding. Their empathetic approach helps people feel heard and valued, essential elements in healing. Crisis teams address immediate concerns and provide valuable long-term solutions, empowering individuals to build resilience and cope with challenges. Crisis care is about managing the immediate situation and providing the necessary tools and strategies to navigate the challenges. The involvement of trained professionals doesn't just provide comfort, it brings a sense of security and the knowledge that no one has to face their struggles alone. These crisis teams bridge the gap between the individual and mental health services, offering reliable support and additional resources that are essential for the journey towards recovery. In essence, their human touch and expertise redefine the care concept, turning crisis interventions into moments of profound transformation and healing. Immediate support and safety. In moments of crisis, offering immediate support means extending a helping hand and a compassionate approach. It's about creating a safe space where individuals can openly express their feelings, fears, and challenges. Ensuring safety is like building a protective shield around someone in crisis. It involves identifying potential risks and taking proactive measures to eliminate or minimize them. Certainly, immediate support in crisis intervention involves concrete actions designed to provide immediate assistance and ensure the individual's safety. Here are some specific examples of urgent support and how it is secured. Active listening. One of the most immediate forms of support is active listening. Being fully present, empathetic, and non-judgmental while someone shares their feelings can provide immense relief. This simple act makes the person feel heard and understood, creating an emotional safety net. Crisis hotlines. Immediate access to crisis hotlines staffed with trained professionals provides individuals with a confidential and supportive environment. These hotlines offer immediate emotional support, guidance, and resources, allowing individuals to talk about their feelings and concerns openly. Referral to mental health professionals. Connecting individuals with mental health professionals, support workers, mental health nurses, counselors, and therapists ensures they receive appropriate and ongoing support tailored to their specific needs. These professionals can offer therapeutic interventions and coping strategies. Safety planning. For individuals at risk of self-harm or suicide, safety planning is crucial. This involves working collaboratively with the person to identify triggers, warning signs, and coping strategies. Creating a safety plan ensures that the person has specific, actionable steps to follow when feeling overwhelmed, enhancing their sense of security. Securing the environment. This can involve removing access to harmful objects and substances or ensuring the person is in a safe location away from potential threats. Securing the environment can prevent impulsive actions and provide a sense of security. Assessing risk and appropriate responses. Crisis intervention professionals evaluate the situation and then assess the immediate dangers and potential harm, recognizing each person's unique vulnerabilities and strengths. By actively listening and observing, crisis teams consider both the visible signs and the unspoken challenges. Through this human-centered approach, they gain insights into the emotional aspect, allowing them to make well-informed decisions prioritizing safety and well-being, just as a trusted confidant would do in times of distress. Once the risks are assessed, crisis intervention professionals respond with expertise and genuine care. Their responses are tailored to the individual, acknowledging their unique experiences and feelings. Simultaneously, they collaboratively explore coping strategies and resilience, nurturing a sense of empowerment. In-person crisis intervention. In-person crisis intervention is a necessary aspect for individuals facing immediate emotional distress or mental health crises. Dedicated crisis teams provide urgent attention and a comforting presence to people in need. Their approach is humanized and empathetic, aiming to connect with individuals on a personal level to instill a sense of trust and safety. Crisis services, through in-person intervention, offer immediate support, paving the way for crisis resolution and long-term healing. These interventions not only address the pressing issues at hand but also lay the foundation for additional support and resources. By engaging with individuals in crisis face-to-face, these professionals create a supportive environment where people feel heard and valued, making it easier to access the help they require. In-person crisis intervention goes beyond mere problem-solving. It embodies the essence of empathy and understanding. Mental health crisis intervention with LEAF Complex Care. At LEAF Complex Care, we provide urgent crisis support for individuals facing mental health crises. We understand the urgency of these situations and are committed to providing proactive care within just 4 hours of your initial call. Our approach goes beyond simply addressing the crisis. It's about recognizing the unique person behind it, honoring their dignity, and tailoring the support to the individual needs and experiences. With a person-centered approach, we ensure everyone receives support that aligns with their specific life circumstances and challenges. Our rapid response service brings peace of mind to families by prioritizing the safety and well-being of their loved ones. Our crisis team creates a secure environment that offers additional support and urgent attention to address any behavioral distress an individual might be experiencing. With offices in Bristol, Exeter, Slough, Birmingham, and Somerset, contact us today and let us provide the crisis support you deserve. Delivering our services across the UK, our rapid response service will be there for you, providing the right care when you need it the most. Read more about other topics. Blog: What are the advantages and disadvantages of domiciliary care? Domiciliary care, also known as home care, is a form of support and assistance provided to individuals in the comfort of their own homes. It offers an alternative to institutional. Read more. Blog: How to support a child with dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a learning difficulty that primarily affects an individual's writing ability. It's usually diagnosed in primary school when children begin learning how to write. Like other learning difficulties, dysgraphia. Read more. Blog: Types and examples of challenging behavior. Understanding challenging behavior, or behavior that challenges, is a complex yet vital aspect of our interactions. Behavior that challenges refers to actions that may pose difficulties in personal, social, or. Read more.